Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the podcast, Nothing But Net. We are with fifth year senior who's played all 5 years at Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner goes out to Nevaeh-Tot, one of our favorite point guards in college basketball. Nevaeh, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Look, 5 years. Wow. That is just like unprecedented in today's landscape, right? I mean, you had an option for a fifth year, but you wanted to stay. Why?
Well, I want a chance like to win, like get past second round and make a mark in the March Madness tournament. That's why I stayed, and also to get better.
At 5'3". You play a unique style of basketball. I'm sure your whole life people have told you you're too small, you're too short, you're too something else. Mm-hmm. How have you been able to stay focused to have the brilliant career that you've had so far?
I think I would say the fans. So I, like, every time after games, we do, like, autograph signing. And they always tell me, like, I inspire them because they're basically the same size as I am. So I think being an inspiration, like, to other people and to other kids, that's kind of what keeps me going.
I think you are an inspiration, and you come from incredible basketball roots. Your mom, Helen Darling, was an all Big Ten first team performer at Penn State. She had a brilliant career in the WNBA, and you're one of the triplets. You got a couple of brothers to go along with you. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with your mom, and I've seen you guys interact before, so I know how much she loves coming to watch you play.
Yeah, my relationship with my mom is very important. She comes to a lot of games that she can make, especially Charlotte. Sorry, there's a lot around here. Charlotte, yes. So my mom, a lot of people don't know, but my mom is like a role model to me. She's the one that kind of helped me, I guess, become the point guard I am. And that's like learn the mental aspect of basketball. And that's learn the mental aspect of what a point guard is. And my job is to put people in great positions, but also be a great defender. And also, like, I can't forget about myself because I also have to be aggressive in order to, like, make things shake, I guess. And, like, have, like, my mom's background, like, she's helping me because, like, she's been there before, you know? So, she, like, everything I'm going through, she's already been through. So just having that in my corner is something I can't it's something I can't really stress enough. Like, it's great for me.
As someone who covered your mom as a player in college and in the pros, you do have a very similar game. You set the point of attack on defense. She did that. And she was a tremendous distributor and also a really good scorer on the top of the floor. I think you do all of those things. You mentioned coming back because you wanted to win. What will be the difference this year with this year's group of players at Oklahoma and Jenny's third year now at OU?
Yeah. So we all know, like, the missing piece was a post player. So, like, we got that now. And I feel like the team we have here, we have a lot of returners. We have a lot of, like, two new freshmen coming in. And then we got a transfer, which is Reagan. So I feel like we have all the pieces to the puzzle. You know, it's like, it's nothing. Like, the only way we don't win is if we, like, self-sabotage ourselves. I feel like we know what we want this year. We know our goals. And at that point, we just got to go get it. Work hard and go get it.
You're referencing Reagan Beers, who transferred in from Oklahoma State, who is a big, solid, big, huge, strong, can catch anything, score on the block, and also has some range. Tell us a little bit about how your connection with Reagan has gone through the summer and, you know, the preseason, and now we're into games.
Yeah, our connection is a huge piece. My mom always said, like, become best friends with, like, your post players. And, like, I feel like me and Reagan have such a great connection to where, like, she knows what I need. I know what she needs. I know, like, what type of passes, like, she likes to have. And I know, like, how to put her in great positions where it's just she can just grab the ball and put it up for a layup. So I think, like, having that, like, seeing eye to eye in that and having, like, the same goals, which is to win this year, I think that's how it makes our connection so sweet.
I love it. It's like a quarterback with an offensive line, right? You need those people to be able to have success. And I watched some of your Oklahoma Christian game and your exhibition game, and she runs the floor pretty well. I mean, you guys play with a lot of pace. I mean, you're playing fast. You're pushing it up the floor. How's that working for everyone else? And I will say this too. I mean, you do answer the three W's, what I call of a good point guard, who to get the ball to, when and where. You just went through that with Reagan. Tell us a little bit more about the Oklahoma Scout and everything else that you have to distribute the ball to.
So our game plan is to play fast. We like to get up a lot of possessions each game. And I feel like if we do that, a lot of people can't really hang with us. So Reagan can run. Like, if she's tall, yes, but she's not a slow post player. She can run. And if that's like, if they take away that, then she's able to like post up or do a top in and stuff like that. But we also have other players like Skyla, Sahara, Liz, Peyton, that also can own the paint as well. And that high-low action makes it easier.
You do have a lot of experience coming back. You've got some really good talent that everybody's stuck together. So you must not be the only one that's thinking that the winning, getting past the second round is going to be able to happen this year. You know, what is it that keeps you guys connected and focused so early? Because it's November and we're talking about things that are going to be happening in March and April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of our mottos we live by is one game at a time. So I know a lot of times last year we struggled, but then we found a way like to go on that win streak. But that's because we focus on like one possession at a time, one game at a time. And Jenny like drilled that into us. Like, just focus on one game at a time. It doesn't matter. Like, don't focus on the pressure. Don't focus on like a team that we play next week. Just be in the moment. I think that's the same thing we're going to do this year.
What about going to the SEC? Did that factor in your decision? You're going to get 1 year to play in that league. You're going with Texas. And you know the SEC is a little bit of a different brand of basketball than what the Big 12 is where you came from.
Yeah, it did play a factor in it. I feel like the SEC provides more of like competitiveness and physicality. So I'm not saying like, I'm not knocking Big 12, none of that, but the SEC is like one of the top conferences. Right. And obviously you want to play in a top conference. So that was also a decision that I made to stay as well.
I got to know you the last couple of years in Charlotte. You referenced Charlotte in December playing in the Jumpman. And after the game, we did a post-game interview. We spent a little time with you and your mom. And then Ivory Latta came out and we took a picture with Ivory. I don't know if remember this or not, but I used to tease Ivory about, she was listed at 5'6", and I knew she wasn't. She was 5'5". And she always used to battle me on that. You're listed at 5'3". Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
It is. Okay, it is. I grew an inch in college. Freshman year, sophomore year, I was only 5'2", and then junior year, we did it again, and I was 5'3". So, yes.
You played along with my incredible tape measure that I carry with me everywhere I go. Remember, I pulled the tape measure out messing around with you because you were such a fun kid to talk to. How have you seen Jenny change, if any, in the 3 years that you've been with her? Because you've been with her as long as anybody.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any like big changes, but I will say she's very like, her and I connection is very important. So like, she's always reaching out to me, like, cause she believes point guard and coaches should be like, see eye to eye. So not every week, but like every 2 weeks or so, we'll have a meeting and watch film and stuff like that. But it's not just me. Like, she has connections with each of her players. And I think, she's done a better job, like before she got here to now, she's done a better job of like keeping up with that.
You have been a starter almost your entire career. You had half the games you started your freshman and sophomore years, and then Jenny came in and she made you her point guard, and you have started every game that you've played in since. What are some of the advantages to being 5'3"? Because there has to be some. You got to tell us what they are.
Yeah, I would say my most advantage is my speed. I think a lot of people don't want to guard me full court because I am fast and I can change direction pretty quickly. So my speed, I can shoot off the dribble, and I know like when to make certain passes, but I know how to make those certain passes with like, so my size, yes, it's definitely harder, but God gave me speed to get past my defenders and make it easier for myself.
And nobody wants to bring the ball up against you because your nose is right on their elbow.
Exactly.
Right. When you look at the opportunity to play in the SEC and go to some new environments that maybe you haven't been in before, what are you most looking forward to? Or where's a place that maybe, you know, you're excited to go? Not just because of the crowd, but maybe because of the community.
Yeah, I'm most excited, honestly, for South Carolina because, like, my mom and Donna Staley, they, like, know each other. And I know Don used to like come see us as kids. So I'm looking forward to that, seeing her again. Obviously LSU, because they won, what, 2 years ago? And Tennessee, of course, because, I mean, they almost beat South Carolina last year. So just the competition I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I know you're going to have a great year. We're just getting off to a great start. What is something you want to do when your basketball playing days are done?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you asked. I want to become a ref. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh, they're going to love you. I'm going to send it out everywhere right now. Tell everybody you want to do that.
Please do. I just finished like my refereeing clinic today. I had my evaluation. So I'm moving on up. But after basketball, yeah, I want to referee. I want to do WNBA, NBA, overseas, Olympics. Like, I got big goals for that. College, D1, all of it.
Nevaeh, it's such a great career. I mean, the refs are real people. And when I travel around with them, I know them all. And you get to know them pretty well.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good lifestyle. Like, it a is. Lot of players don't realize it. What made you want to do that?
So I love the game of basketball. So I feel like the benefits is I get to travel. I love traveling. I'm still around the game. I'm meeting new people. And every time I'm, like, ranking higher, so I can go from, like, college to, like, the leagues to, like, overseas. I feel like it's everything I kind of want. And they kind of pay for everything. Like, they fly you out. They give you food. Like, they just take care of you. Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of, like, the same, like, as it is in college. They take care of us. They provide us food. But it's the same but different. And I'm looking forward to that.
That is really cool. I think that's going to be really fun. So now that you've done some training and you said you had some training today or some written work that you had to do, how are you going to manage the officials in the game? Because once I tell them all that you want to be an official, you think that's going to help you get some calls?
I think it definitely will. But I feel like now that I see the referee side, I understand like what they go through, because they're always battling the fans, the coaches, like everyone's coming at them. So I think I have a lot more respect for them. Like the way they do their jobs. I'm like, it's hard, because sometimes you may make a bad call and you have to stand on that call. Right. So it's like, just the respect I have for them now is different.
I'm guessing that your conversations on the court will be more and many in terms of when there's a dead ball or when there's a free throw where you can get a little piece of their ear. Are you going to try to do that on purpose? Like, hey, I want to ref. I'm going to ref when I'm done playing. You know, like, are you going to say anything like that to them?
I will. I definitely will. And then I'm the type to like, that and one counts. Like, I'm the type to say that, because I, like, as a ref, like, I put myself in their shoes, and that's what I want to do. So,
Nevaeh, growing up with your twin brothers as a triplet, did they have any influence on you as well as your mom?
Yes. Some obviously boys are much stronger, much bigger. Like that's normal. So I used to always play my brothers one-on-one, and I always used to lose. But I think maybe my junior or senior year, I worked outside like every day for about 2 weeks straight by myself, just trying to get better. So I asked one of my brothers, which is Jalen, I said, play me one-on-one. And I haven't won against them like prior to this. And we play one-on-one, I finally beat him. And I was like talking smack in his face and stuff like that, because it felt good that I finally was able to like beat him, and I put the work in, so it paid off. So
Nevaeh, when you go to the playground and your mom's with you and you got your brothers and it's four of you, what are the 2-on-2 teams?
It would probably be me and Juwan, and then Jalen and my mom. So that's probably be the 2-on-2 teams. Yeah.
That would be fair.
Yeah, that would be fair.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you all season. We wish you a safe and healthy and happy season. I know you're going to do some big stuff for Oklahoma. I know you're excited about your season. We look forward to watching you, and we really appreciate you coming on Nothing But Net.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.